This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Whether it's refundable tax credits, a decade of property tax forgiveness, or cash up front, Louisiana is making deals with industry. In fact, State Economic Development Secretary Don Pearson has a new video out about it.
New investments are critical to Louisiana's economic strength because they generate revenue, bring new jobs, provide more work for local businesses.
But State Representative Sam Jones of Franklin wonders,
if indeed the purpose of these were to create jobs, and I don't doubt that some of them did, where are those jobs?
The latest state labor figures show they're not in New Orleans, Shreveport, Monroe, or Lafayette, which have all seen net job losses over the past year. The big job gains are all centered around Lake Charles. As Southwest Louisiana Chamber CEO George Swift says,
right now we have $45 billion in projects underway, and we have at least 16,000 construction workers working on these projects.
One of those is the $14 billion Sasol expansion in Westlake, lauded by DED Secretary Pearson in the new ad.
Sasol has generated more than 10,000 direct and indirect jobs in the state during construction. The majority have been Louisiana residents.
Local news reports say that's not the case, that the majority of construction workers have been imported from elsewhere. Port of Lake Charles Director William Race.
It'll have the housing for the independent workers that come to town.
In fact, the housing shortage is so massive, several workers' villages have been built. Dormitories, also known as man camps. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.